感谢主带领我们进到第二天的学习。
Thank God for guiding us into the second day of our study.
我们在这个假期啊，大家放下我们自己的工作。
And during this break time, we have put down our work.
从各地方来到喜乐坡教会。
And we have gathered here from various places.
看出大家对。对神的工作的一种羡慕。
And I can tell that you have this enviness towards the work of God.
为着要服侍神大家甘愿牺牲我们的假期在这边接受训练。
And because you're willing to sacrifice for the Lord and serve the Lord, that you're able to put down your work and come here.
我想说我们这样的心智神会纪念，神会帮助我们。
And God will surely remember you and help you.
我们还有三天的学习。
We have another 3 days of study.
盼望主耶稣继续带领我们，让我们不会空跑这一趟。
And may God continue to guide us so that we can be edified.
让我们能够重新得到力量，回到我们自己的教会，能够重新得力，能够来服侍神。
And that we can regain strength and go back to our local churches and serve.
我们继续来谈成功的继承人耶稣亚。
Let's continue to study about the successful successor, Joshua.
我们来看出埃及记二十四章。
Let us turn to Exodus 24.
十二节。
Verse 12.
出埃及记二十四章十二节。
Book of Exodus, chapter 24, verse 12.
到十八节。
Till 18.
请你读。
The Lord says to Moses, Come up to me on the mountain and stay here, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and commandments I have written for their instruction. 13. Then Moses set out with Joshua on his side, his aid, and Moses went up on the mountain of God. 14. He said to the elders, Wait here for us until we come back to you. Aaron and Hur are with you, and anyone involved in a dispute can go to them. 15. When Moses went up on the mountain, the cloud covered it. 16. And the glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai. For 6 days the cloud covered the mountain, and on the 7th day the Lord called to Moses from within the cloud. 17. To the Israelites the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on top of the mountain. 18. Then Moses entered the cloud as he went on up the mountain, and he stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights.
以色列人他们来到西乃山的时候，在那边停留将近一年的时间。
So when the Israelites people came to the place of Mount Sinai, they stayed there for around a year.
因为他们在那里跟神立约。
Because their God established the covenant with them.
然后神把诫命律法宣告给他们遵守。
And God gave them the commandments and the laws.
神又叫摩西造会幕作为神跟人相会的地方。
And God instructed Moses to build the tabernacle.
当他们刚来到西乃山的时候。
And when they just arrived there on the mount.
神在一个非常庄严的环境之下向他们宣告诫命。
And God gave them the commandments.
我们看出埃及记十九章十六节。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 19, verse 16.
出埃及记十九章十六节。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 16. On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning.With a thick cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast, everyone in the camp trembled.
一直到二十节。
Till 20. Verse 17. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. 18. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke, because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from furnace. The whole mountain trembled violently.And the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder. Then Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. 20. The Lord descended to the top of Mount Sinai and called Moses to the top of the mountain. So Moses went up.
摩西先叫以色列百姓 啊，准备住起呀、啊，三天的时间，然后要去见神。
So Moses told the people to prepare themselves for
three days. 后来神在西乃山上啊，啊，用雷锋、闪电、密云啊，啊，发出非常大的声音。
And then there was thunder and lightning with a thick cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast.
说整个山呐、啊，啊，都在冒烟啊，好像烧着的，好像那个窑烧着一样。
And the whole mountain was covered with smoke,、啊、like it was from a furnace.
所以神是在一个很庄严的环境之下啊，来宣告这一面。
So it is under this kind of environment that God gave them the commandments.
本来神对以色列人说啊，你们要做我的子民，做祭司的国度。
Originally, God told them that you will be for me of a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
以色列人说好啊，我们就要做祭司的国度，做神的国民。
So they agreed. They want to be a kingdom of priests.
然后他们后来看到神的显现呢、啊，是一种非常的庄严呐、啊，啊，在一种很恐怖战惊的情况之下。
But when they see God's revelation, they were trembling and they were in fear.
后来他们对摩西说，还是神跟你讲话就好了。
So the people told Israelites, no, don't let God talk to us, just let him talk to you.
我们不要神跟我们直接讲话，因为我们怕啊会死掉。
We don't want God to talk to us directly because we are afraid that we might die.
所有的人讲说，本来神要以色列民做祭司的国度。
So some people say that originally God wanted the Israelites to be a kingdom of priests.
但是他们没有办法承受。
But they are unable to accept this.
啊，一直到新约时代啊，现在才是成为万民祭司的时代。
And only until in the New Testament that we become the kingdom of priests.
我们现在啊，每一个人都可以直接到神的面前呐、啊，啊，来敬拜神。
So all of us can go to God directly to worship Him.
啊、做圣洁的祭司啊，啊来献祭给神。
And to be a holy priest to offer sacrifices to God.
啊，当时以色列全民呢、啊，他们都看到啊神显现的那一种情形。
So at this time, the Israelites saw how God revealed to them.
啊，是非常的威严。
It has a lot of honor and.
后来神就把这个律法诫命啊，啊，就借着摩西向众民宣告。
And God through Moses gave the Israelites the laws.
啊，然后神就叫摩西啊，带着七十个长老到山上去，啊，是为着要跟百姓立约。
And God tell Moses to bring 70 elders to the mountain.So that God can give them the covenant.
这在出埃及记的二十四章。
And this is in Exodus 24.
在立约的时候，他们就先把牛羊杀了。
So when they're establishing the covenant, they killed animals.
把血啊分成两半。
They separate the blood into two piles.
有一半是把它撒在那个祭坛下面。
And one half they spread it on the bottom of the altar.
啊，然后把那个约书啊，就是律诫命律法啊，向百姓宣读一遍。
And they read out loud the law and commandments of the Lord.
所有百姓都齐声说啊，神所吩咐的，我们都要遵行。
And the people responded, "We will do everything the Lord has said."
然后才把剩下的一半的血呀、啊，洒在百姓的身上。
And then Moses took theblood and sprinkled it on the people.
啊，完成了这个立约的凭据。
And they, that was the covenant that the Lord has made with them.
所以我们常常讲这个旧约啊，就是用牛羊的血所立的。
So the Old Testament was established with the blood of the animals.
啊，就是借着杀牛献祭。
It was done through killing bulls and.Sacrificing them.
啊，把那个约书啊，啊，律法诫命向百姓宣告。
And reading to the people the covenants of the Lord.
他们说，我们都要按照这个神的律法来遵行。
And the people said, "We will do everything the Lord has said. We will obey."
然后把水洒在众百姓身上，完成了这个立约的所系。
And then the blood is sprinkled on the people to complete the covenant.
啊，立完约以后啊，这个七十个长老啊，他们就在山上啊，就在那边吃喝。
So after this, the 70 elders went up to the mountain and they were eating and drinking.
啊，神就显现在他们当中。
And God appeared among them.
他说：“因为立了约啊，洒了血啊，啊，所以神的手就不伤害这些啊长者的身上。”
Because the covenant was established and they were sprinkled with blood, so God did not put His hand against them.
所以他们可以在神的面前呐、啊，在那边又吃又喝、啊。
So they were able to eat and drink before God.
所以这是百姓第二个阶段的经历神。
So this is the second level.
啊，然后神就对摩西说啊，你到山上来。
Then the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain."
啊，因为神要把那个石板呢、啊，啊，要就是把诫命写在石板上，叫他带下来给百姓遵守。
Because God wanted to give him the tablets of stone, which has the law and commandments that God written.
摩西就带着耶稣亚两个人就上到西乃山上去，山顶上去。
Then Moses set out with Joshua at his aid and went up to the mountain of God.
说神的云彩，神用云彩把整个山遮住。
Then God covered the mountain with cloud.
啊，神的荣耀啊，就在这个山上。
And the glory of the Lord settled on the mountain.
啊，到了第七天呐、啊，神就叫摩西啊，再往山顶上去。
And on the seventh day, God called Moses.
啊，神在那边呐、啊，跟他讲话啊，四十昼夜。
There, God talked with him 40 days and 40 nights.
啊，一方面呐、啊，把那个诫命啊写在石板上。
So, on one side, God wrote the laws.Onto the tablets of stone.
另外一个就是指示他怎么来造会幕啊，作为神跟人相会的地方。
And during that time, God also instructed him to build a tabernacle so that God can be among them.
摩西在山上四十昼夜，面对面见神，跟神讲话，不吃不喝。
When Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, he was speaking to God face to face, and he did not eat.
但是我们看到耶稣亚跟着摩西亚一起上山。
But we see here that Joshua also went up to the mountain.
结果他就在山上一直等啊，等四十天。
And he was waiting there 40 days.
一直到出埃及记的32:15。
Until Exodus 35,
他才跟摩西啊一起下山来。
And then he went down the mountain with Moses.
所以我们看到这个耶稣亚，他能够跟摩西一样，当然他在山上也没有东西可以吃啊，也是一样不吃不喝。
And we think that on the mountain there weren't any food or drink, so Joshua also didn't eat nor drink.
摩西啊，在跟神讲话，他就一直等在那里。
And while God was talking to Moses, he just waited there.
啊，等到摩西下山的时候啊，他才跟他一起下来。
And only until Moses came down, he came down with him.
所以我们看到说，这个耶稣亚在灵里面有一些特别的一些经历。
So in spirit, Joshua went through something special.
耶稣啊，生活在神的荣耀里面。
He lived in God's glory.
他虽然没有办法像摩西一样跟神面对面讲话，但是他就停留在山上，在那个云中，在神的荣耀里面四十昼夜。
Although he's not able to talk to God face to face like Moses, but he was able to dwell on the mountain within the cloud.
这一种属灵上的经验呢、啊，对耶稣亚有非常大的帮助。
And this kind of spiritual experience had great help to him.
那我们看到他、啊，他的信心非常坚定啊，对神的能力作为啊，啊，一点都没有怀疑。
And throughout, we can see that he has a firm faith in God.
后来他曾经被派去窥探迦南地。
Then afterward, he was sent as a spy to land of Canaan.
虽然很多的探子啊，他们都报告不好的信息。
Even though other spies gave bad report.
但是我们看到耶稣亚信心非常坚定。
But we can see that Joshua had a firm faith.
他说虽然他们人很高大。
He said that even though they're huge,
他们城墙很坚固,
their walls are firm.
啊, 但是主要神帮助我们啊, 我们一定能够得胜。
But if God helps us, then we can surely be victorious.
所以他甚至啊, 把衣服撕掉, 一直劝勉百姓。
So he even tore his clothes and tried to convey, trying to persuade the Israelites.
啊, 后来他继承摩西的工作以后啊，
After he became the successor,
也是有坚定的信心啊，带着百姓啊，祭司脚踏在河，河水干了，他们进到迦南地。
He also had the faith and led the Levites to step into the river of Jordan, and the Jordan parted.
经过七年的征战啊，把迦南地完全占领。
And after 7 years of warfare, they conquered the land of Canaan.
把土地啊分配给以色列人。
And they cast lots for the land.
然后他说啊，神所应许的啊，一句话都没有漏空。
And he said that whatever God promised, nothing will go away.
啊，到了晚年的时候，虽然百姓信心啊比较软弱了。
Even though in towards the end, the Israelites have less faith.
但是耶稣呀，还是很坚定地劝勉他们。
But Joshua still tried to persuade them.
说你们一定要敬畏这位神。
And tell them that they have to obey God.
他说啊，你们如果认为真神不好。
He said that if you think that God is not good.
你们要拜大河那边的神。
And you want to worship other idols.
或者是迦南地亚摩利人的神。
Or the Canaanites, the Amorites' God.
当然，你们可以自由选择。
Then you can choose.
但是我跟我家，我们绝对敬畏天上的这位神。
But as for me and my family, I will surely worship the God in heaven.
所以他很坚定啊，把信仰留给他的家，留给以色列人。
So he had this very firm faith, and he passed on this faith to his family and the people.
这跟他在学习服事的当中啊。的属灵的经验呢、啊，还有很直接的关系。
And this has a great relationship to how he was trained and brought up.
我们在学习当中啊，我们一定要看到神。
While we're learning, we have to be able to see God.
一定要经历神的作为。
We have to experience the work of God.
啊，这样我们的信心才能够坚定。
Only then can our faith be firm.
我们的侍奉啊，才能够一直到底。
And our service can continue towards the end.
我们看到主耶稣的门徒啊。
We can see the disciples of Jesus.
他们跟随主学习服事的工作。
They follow Jesus and learn how to serve.
他们也有很多啊属灵上的一些经历。
And they also had a lot of experience concerning the spiritual matters.
除了看到主耶稣会行神迹啊，医病赶鬼以外。
They see Jesus perform miracles.
他们对耶稣啊能够有真正的认识。
And they truly knew who Jesus was.
跟他们属灵的经历啊有直接的关系。
And it is because they experienced.
我们看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to Second Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书一章十六节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 16.
一章十六节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 16.
到十八节。
Till 18. We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I'm well pleased. We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain.
彼得虽然曾经有过软弱,
although Peter was once weak,
啊,但是他在得圣灵以后啊,整个人完全改变。
But after he received the Holy Spirit, he was changed.
所以带领使徒啊,开始建设当时的教会。
So he led the other disciples to build the church.
他虽然受到逼迫啊，但是他很勇敢。
Even though he was persecuted, but he was brave.
他说啊，我们所看见、所听见的，我们不能不说。
He said that how can we not tell what we have seen and heard?
啊，虽然面对死亡，他心里很安然。
Even though he faced death, but he had peace in his heart.
那到了晚年以后啊，他写彼得前后书。
And while he was old, he wrote 1st and 2nd Peter.
把这个信仰的经历啊，啊，再一次的提醒信徒。
And he tried to remind the members.
他说我们所得到的这个恩典呢、啊，的确是神真正救人的恩典。
And he said that this grace that we have received from God is truly a salvation grace.
我们一定要在这个恩典上能够站立得住。
We have to be able to stand firm in this grace.
他说我已经年纪大了，好像这个帐篷快要拆毁掉了。
I'm very old. I'm like a tent that's about to be put down.
啊，但是我趁着我还在的时候，我要再把这些事情啊，再提醒你们一次。
But while I'm still with you, I want to remind you of these things.
说有关啊，主耶稣跟他降临的这个大能啊，就是我们亲自听见，而且亲眼看见的，这个不是捏造出来的。
He said that we did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他们曾经在主耶稣变貌的时候看到主耶稣的荣耀。
Because on the Mount of Transfiguration, they saw how Jesus transformed.
好、啊、所以他说这个是我们亲眼的经历。
So he says that they were the eyewitness. They were eyewitnesses.
所以他们能够在服事的当中啊，一直到底。
So he can serve towards the end.
甚至最后啊，甘愿为主耶稣殉道。
And even to be martyred.
因为这个些属灵的经验啊。帮助他们建立了一个非常坚固的信念。
Because these experiences help them to build up a firm faith.
保罗也是一样。
And same with Paul.
我们看腓立比斯。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比斯第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
22节跟二十三节。
Verse 22 and 23, if I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me, yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I'm torn between the two. I desire to depart to be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body.
保罗在传道中啊，遇到很多的艰难。
While Paul was spreading the Gospels, he was persecuted.
好几次啊，被下在监里。
And many times he was put into jail.
当然，他最后也是为主耶稣殉道。
And at the end, he was also martyred.
啊，这在罗马监里的时候，他写信给腓立比教会。
And he wrote this letter to the Philippians when he was in the jail.
虽然被关在监里里面呢、啊，他一点都没有灰心。
Even though he was in the jail, he did not lose his hope.
腓立比书称为喜乐的书信。
The book of Philippians is the letter of joy.
虽然人好像被捆绑在不足义当中了。
Although it seems that he was bound.
但是保罗从头到尾都是喜乐喜乐。
But from the beginning towards the end, he was joyful.
一祷告就喜乐，看到福音传开就喜乐。
When he prayed, he was joyful. When he heard that the gospel was spread, he was joyful.
想到同工啊，把他们同心啊，他感到喜乐。
And when he remembered that.How the members are in unity, he felt joyful.
想到自己充满着盼望啊，充满着喜乐。
And when he felt that he was full with hope, he was joyful.
他说、啊、我现在好像在两难当中。
He said that he's torn between the two.
那这个两难啊，不是两个不好的事情，而是觉得两个都很好。
Is not two undesirable choices, but two that both he desire.
他说：“我如果活着啊，啊，我还有机会可以继续传道帮助人。
If he remains in the body, then he can continue to preach and help others.
所以我觉得活着很有意义。
So he felt that by remaining in the body, it was meaningful.
但是他说，如果我现在殉道了，我马上可以回到天家，跟主永远同住。”更是好的无比的。
But if he die and then he can be with Christ, which is better by far.
为什么他在这个艰难当中啊还这么乐观
？How can he be so optimistic in this kind of situation？
因为他除了说主耶稣给他荣光选召他以外
，Because he said other than that God has chosen him in His glory。
他也曾经在这个。祷告当中啊，神把他提到第三层天。
He was once raised to the third heaven in his prayer.
他说看到那个非常美好的光景。
He saw a very beautiful scene.
听到那个隐秘的话语。
And he heard mysteries.
所以他说啊，那个地方啊是没有办法去比啊，是一个好的无比的地方。
So he described the place as something that's incomparable to other places.
所以在人来看啊，他受那么多苦。
So to men, it seems that he was suffering.
但他说啊，这只不过是自战自清的苦。
But he said this is very brief and not that severe.
因为我们将来要承受的是那个极重无比永远的荣耀。
Because what we will receive in the future is incomparable.
啊，所以跟那个荣耀的赏赐来比啊，啊，这个苦啊，算不得什么呢
？So comparing the reward, the glory to the suffering, the suffering counts as nothing.
为什么呢？能够甘心受苦啊，啊，卖命的传福音。
So how can he suffer willingly and to spread the gospel?
因为他知道那个赏赐实在是太伟大了。
Because he knew what the reward was.
所以就是要被砍头的时候，他还说。我现在要领受那个荣耀的冠冕了。
So even when he was about to be beheaded, he said, "I'm prepared. I am about to receive the reward."
所以，我们一个服侍神的人呢，我们不要风，主是停留在风闻有神。
So as a servant of God, let's not stay in the stage where we only hear about God.
而是要亲自的去经历到神，亲眼看到神。
But we have to be eyewitnesses and to experience God ourselves.
真教会是神所设立的教会。
The true church is established by God.
神的恩典能力啊，随时跟我们同在。
And God's power and His grace follows us.
我们不要说啊，为什么过去啊，神的能力很大，为什么现在好像没有了
？Let us not say that. How come there seems to be more miracles and power in the earlier days than now?
事实上，神的能力作为是不会改变的。
But in actual fact, the power of God does not change.
因为耶稣基督过去、现在、未来啊，都不改变。
Because Jesus Christ, yesterday, today, and Tomorrow he will not change.
事实上，神的恩典、神的能力作为还是在我们当中。
And God's power and His work is still among us.
但是，往往我们太粗心，我们没有去仔细的去体会、去观察。
But it's only because we often overlook it.
所以，有的人呢、啊，因为看不到神。
So therefore, some people who cannot see God.
啊，既然看不到神了、啊，有的人就为所欲为了。
And because they cannot see God, so they do whatever they want.
啊，有的讲话就很随便。
And they say whatever they want to say.
啊，有的啊，既然看不到神啊，有时候在工作当中就灰心啊，软弱退步。
And since they cannot see God in their work, they become despair.
但是事实上，神一直都跟我们同在。
But in actual fact, God has always been with us.
好像撒母耳去打仗回来以后，立了一个柱子说，以便以谢。
Like how Samuel, after he came back from the battle, he put up.
神一直都是在帮助我们的。
And saying that God has always helped us.
我们要服侍神的人，你要看到神。
So as servants of God, we have to be able to see God.
不要像以利的时代。
Let's not be like The time of Eli.
说言语稀少啊，不常有默示。
That the words of the Lord are few.
因为没有看到神的默示，人就会放肆。
Because when we do not see the words and the work of God,
你没有看到神，人很容易啊，
为所欲为。And we will do whatever we want.
但是你如果看到神的作为啊，我们就会对神产生一种敬畏的心。
But if we can see the work of God, we will have this fear towards the Lord.
我们不论是做事、说话，我们都很怕得罪神。
And whatever we do or say, we will be afraid that we will sin against God.
因为神就在我们当中。
Because God is among us.
那所以我们就要立志。凡事都要讨神的喜悦。
So we have to have this determination to please God.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray in one accord.